Hey, thanks for tuning into What's Going On Here. My name is Elias Abood, and welcome to the introduction episode to this podcast that I've been meaning to start for 10 years. And you can ask any one of my family members. I've been trying to get them to start a podcast with me, trying to get my friends to start a podcast with me, but I really didn't think that just us talking would be of interest to anybody. And as you're gonna hear many times, I'm starting this podcast because I just can't continue to stand and do nothing while there's a genocide going on. There's ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. There's indiscriminate bombing in Palestine and Lebanon from Israel, funded by the US and the UK, and assisted by other countries in the world, especially in the region. I'm going to break down the history of why this has been happening to Palestinians, why people in Lebanon have been attacked, why Syria has been attacked, so I'm coming at this from the lens of somebody who is Lebanese and Syrian in ancestry, in heritage, in culture. I'm also Canadian, born and raised in Canada by Lebanese and Syrian parents, and people who have been deeply affected by the presence of the state of Israel in the region, the displacement of Palestinians, the displacement of Lebanese, the displacement of Syrian people from their homeland to make room for the Jewish state of Israel. And so what I'm going to be talking about is not fueled by hatred for them. Actually, it's quite the opposite in my case, and I hope for most people, we don't think that, I don't think specifically or personally, that all Jews are bad people, all Jews are evil, all Jews hate Arabs and want to kick them out of their homes. I think that there are a group of people, not strictly Jewish people and not just confined to Jewish people. There's a group of people who want to, for whatever reason, displace indigenous people, displace people who have been living in Palestine and Lebanon for thousands of years. And this nefarious group of people just doesn't really care about the well-being of Palestinians or Jewish people all over the world, in Israel or elsewhere, and Syrians and Lebanese. It's all really just a game. And human rights and equality and justice just aren't really a part of their game. They're just in it for their own benefit. And so hopefully this podcast kind of is a counterpunch to all of that. And it shows that, you know, there are people who want to fight for a coexistence and peace and justice. And that there are people who are fighting against that. We want to expose those people. We want to shed light on the people who are fighting for good, so that we can all kind of rally together against these just negative and evil interests that are acting and trying to control our world. Why I want to start a podcast that's explaining the history and explaining current events is so that we can see that, you know, this isn't about religion. This isn't about Jewish versus Muslim versus Christian, whatever have you. Coming from a place where I don't believe that all Jews are bad, because people who represent, you know, the Jewish culture or the Jewish religion are doing this. Just like I don't believe that all Muslims are bad, because some people who claim to be Muslim and were part of ISIS and conducted all the destructive campaign in Syria and parts of Lebanon, and the attacks on the World Trade Center, I don't think that all Muslim people are bad. So it's against this Islamophobia, this anti-Semitism. It is to dispel the myths and to break through and to see through the propaganda that is being broadcast by these people who are pro-Zionist, who are pro-ethnic cleansing, pro-genocide, pro-war. It's all honestly just rhetoric to try to get you to buy into their system. And it's really a system of hate. It's a system of anti-life, anti-love, anti-cooperation, anti-collaboration. It's really just meant to divide us and so that they can control us in a way. And we'll get into all of that. We'll get into all of the people who are involved, all these organizations who are involved, and they're not just governments, they're not just armies, they're corporations, they are political organizations, social organizations, sometimes charitable organizations, who have a deep influence behind all the decisions that are being made in this part of the world and abroad to garner support for this campaign, this anti-human campaign, I would call it. So I have come through that idea that, you know, it's actually not all Jews who are bad. You can't just label them like that. You can't just generalize. You can't put them all under umbrella just because the Jewish state of Israel or the state of Israel is conducting this in the name of Judaism. So this is not another podcast that's trying to, you know, I don't know. Actually, it is another podcast because I'm sure there's hundreds of podcasts who are pro-Palestinian, pro-life, you know, pro-love, pro-cooperation, you know, pro-coexistence, like it was once was historically. It once was like this in the Middle East. It once was that you had Jewish, Muslim, and Christians as neighbors, peacefully. In Iraq, in Palestine, in other parts of the Middle East, it wasn't so divided and there wasn't so much discrimination. So that's what this podcast is about. That's where I'm coming from, and I'm coming to you as somebody who likes to think that they're an intelligent seeker of truth and justice. And I studied history as a university student. I studied the history of the Middle East as just a child of the Middle East, living in a country where I was given the freedom to do that. I could study whatever I wanted. I could believe whatever I wanted. I wasn't constrained by my family. I wasn't constrained by culture. It was actually a great advantage to come from where I came from because of how rich the cultural history of that part of the world is, and how open and free I am in Canada, though it may not seem like that right now. I had to come to love both parts of who I am, the Canadian side and the Lebanese and Syrian side of me. So it's with great appreciation and gratefulness that I, and privilege that I can do this, that I can conduct a search for the truth, that I can conduct research, that I can search the archives for evidence, for a foundational base in truth, in facts, in knowledge, to, you know, advertise the message of coexistence and love and peace for these people who are just living in constant fear. And really, we'll get to it. That's, I think, the heart of this, because both Jewish people and Palestinian people have been victims, and at some point in their history as a people. But we'll get into all of that stuff through this podcast. And so I just want to thank you for listening, and I hope you tune in. So make sure you follow this podcast. It's called What's Going On Here. My name is Elias Abood, and this is meant to educate you, and it's meant to educate me as I learn and as I put out this material. Please interact, contribute, be a part of this. This is a conversation that we all have to have so that we can change the way that we all behave, change the way that we think and see the world and see the people who are living in this world, who are suffering and who are causing this suffering. We can really shed light on all of this together. And I hope to be a person who sheds light on something that might be in the dark for you. So if you continue to listen to this podcast, you will find that the next episode will be on kind of the beginnings of where this genocidal campaign, this ethnic cleansing, this incremental genocide, this incremental ethnic cleansing has come from. And it comes from Zionism. So we will first touch on that topic and try to uncover a little bit more about where that came from, Who are the people who started it? Who are the people who were influenced by those founding fathers of Zionism, and how it continues to live on today? So thanks for listening to this intro. Again, please, whatever you take away from this, just take away the fact that this is not an act of anti-Semitism. It's not an attack. It is an act of love. It really is. And that's what I want. I just want there to be love spread. I just want truth to come to light. And I just want justice for those who deserve it. Okay, so thank you for listening. Again, my name is Elias Abood. If you're wondering what's going on here, tune in to the next episode, and hopefully we can find out together. ¶¶